Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening. Thanks for joining us on our final episode. Broke ya.
Hi, how you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, and it's what? Episode 55, brought to you the week of February 6th. Nobody's Listening is a podcast where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same. I am your host. My name is James, and my brother's here.
And I'm David. I'm back.
That's right. Week two, baby.
Week two.
Nobody's Listening is sponsored this week by Marbles 2X2. Thanks, Marbles. We love you, man. Keep it up. If you had a special message, you're going to have to send it to me because I didn't get one from you.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, it's so rad to have a podcast.
It is. It honestly, I feel good about it.
You should, because
the quality of the microphones.
Yeah. You haven't been here for a while.
I haven't been here forever.
No thanks to you, we have lots of listeners.
No thanks to you. That hurt.
Don't go like that in the mic.
Why? Because I finally peaked? Is that what you're talking about?
Because people wear headphones, and again, it's like noises people don't want to hear. Let's do five noises people don't want to hear in their headphones. Go. Okay. You first. My turn.
Okay, I'll do them.
Okay, I'll do another one.
Dude, you hate that people talk like this. And the thing is that I really...
They have lots of spit in their mouth. Just, you know who was like that? Julia Childs, that big lady that
Julia Childs.
I think she's the lady that did a cooking show, and she was always like, I like to cook.
I don't wonder why you're salivating all the freaking time.
We only did four. We had to do one more. I think we only did four.
Me, you.
Here it is. That's it.
Just makes your ears feel gross, doesn't it?
So that's that. Let's do this.
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update. It's my
life. You know what these people need, David? They need to know what the heck's been going on this week.
Okay.
I don't have anything.
Me neither, James.
Hey, I got an idea.
James?
Let's do the whole show as a weekly update.
Okay.
Let's do that. But first, I do have this. The LBB of the week, as you know what that is, I won't explain it again. I'm going to have to say it was the lady at Lowe's. You remember that lady, David?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Very nice.
Here's
sweetheart.
The deal. As people know, I washed my wallet in my pants. We know that it's James's fault from the LBB last week. So I've been carrying around the minimum required card. So I've been carrying my ID, my debit card, and my credit card around with me. Yeah. And this particular day, I did not have my coat on. I'd left it out in the car, and my ID and my debit card were in it, and all I had was my credit card. And these, you know, I've been in and out of Lowe's 500 times in the last couple weeks. I've used my credit card every time. Nobody has ever bothered me. I didn't think it was necessary to have my ID. This lady looks at me, and I swear it was because we were dressed in clothes splattered with paint.
We looked like laborers.
Yeah, common laborers. I swear she was just being, you know, whatever.
Racist.
I
don't even say it, James. She was being racist.
Know if that's what that it doesn't apply. She's a white lady, and
but white people can hate white people.
Go ahead. We just had extra white splattered on our bodies. Yeah. Maybe we were just too white for her. Anyway, so she's like, "Can I see your ID?" And I've been asked that 100 times. But she had a tone. She had a tone like she was suspicious. Like I had made this card. Yeah. Or I had stolen this card from a not so white person.
I would have to agree with the dude.
Yes. And so I'm like, well, ma'am, you know, I don't have my card. I usually do, you know, and don't have my wallet and just don't have it with me today. And she's like, well, sir, you need to either sign this card or you need to start carrying your ID. It's very important. You should always carry your driver's license with you wherever Thanks, you Mom. Go. Talking to me like I'm stupid. And I'm like, yeah, I usually do. I don't have it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, ma'am, at Lowe's, old lady with the big hair.
Big.
Big everything. Thank you.
Thank she you. Had a little around the middle, too.
She had a big mouth. That's what I was communicating there. Whatever you wanted to focus on, that was your deal,
Dude,
David.
She was hot.
She was not. She might have been warm in the store. They had the heater turned up. That was about it. But, lady, you are the LBB of the week. I just want to let you know.
Definitely.
And thanks for listening, LBB lady.
Thank you.
Because you know she's going to hear this.
Yeah.
So, we do have a little bit of news, though.
Yeah, okay.
What?
I was thinking about a weekly update.
Oh, well, go ahead.
But it can be part of our whole.
Okay,
ordeals.
Then we'll do it right after news.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the deal. Some people have been asking. Oh, they've been emailing me. Oh, David, they're worried that the podcast is at risk.
Oh, Lord.
Some of them are even worried that we are at risk.
No.
Yes, that we're in trouble. That we're hurting. We're not doing well.
Like we're going to die?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Maybe I haven't been upfront with everybody, but let me go ahead and just tell you. Three weeks ago, I bought a house, and this house is crizzle. It's crap.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It is messed up. It's a foreclosure. It had an art teacher that did drugs living in it.
Remind you of the 70s, anybody?
Oh, my gosh. And anything you could imagine is wrong with this house, or was. David and I have been over there, and with the help of our brother-in-law for the first week, have been rehabbing and regutting and refurbishing this house.
Everything.
From the ceiling to the walls of the floor. We've been working 10, 12-hour days every moment. I've been taking 2 days off every week of vacation time to do this. So Monday and Tuesday all day I'm working at this house. And as you know, our recording time has typically been at 5:30 p.m. on Monday nights. That just hasn't been happening. So we've been recording on Wednesdays because I come into work and I have to stay through for church in the evening. And so it's a great time to record right between services. So, you know, we have been very consistent. We've just not been on our usual time. So start looking for us until further notice on Wednesdays. And then just also another bit of news related to that is that we don't know when we're going to change our recording night to. It'll probably go back to Monday after we move into my home, but it will probably be later in the evening, probably as late as 8:30 or 9. Hopefully that'll help more people join us, including co-hosts in the future. I'll be recording after my child's bedtime instead of recording here at the office before I go home in the evening. So that should make some people happy, and it'll make all the middle schoolers mad because their bedtime is promptly at 6:30.
Yep.
Little young man, if you're not in bed, you're going to get a spankity spank spank. So I do have one more bit of news. Bear with me, folks. All of our episodes are brought to you also by drawyouapicture.com. It's a little website that I do where I will draw you a nobody character where you can customize. And I've had a few orders, but I'd like a few more. And even though that website specifically features the nobody character, if you have any drawing needs, logos, artwork, anything like that, feel free to email me at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. Pretty much anything you need, from youth group logos, t-shirt design, podcast graphics, anything like that, just let me know what you need. And usually for $65 or less, you can get just about anything you want out of me. Okay? So
anything.
Drawyouapicture.com. Thank you so much for listening to that. All right. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll start our big old weekly update show. Hi, this is James.
And this is Jen.
I'm the geek.
And I'm the nerd.
And we do a little podcast called
Geek Loves Nerd
at geeklovesnerd.com.
It's about our life and our kids and our marriage.
And the end of it.
Is that coming soon?
You probably hope so, but I really would like to stay if you'd let me. Anyway, if you like hearing other people's business without actually having to know them, then you can listen to us every week at geeklovesnerd.com or look us up in iTunes.
I think iTunes is rad. Nerd loves geek. At least
you did. Late last week. All right, and we're back. And
yep.
We're rocking. We're rocking the podcast.
Rockin'.
Hey, I want to say something. I want to say this. I want to say you're a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity. If you can tell me what movie that's from, I'll draw you a picture. I haven't done that in a while, so I wanted to throw that in. So, David, what's been going on, man? What have we been doing? Let's do the weekly update. This show is going to be a little different in that we're not going to have a main story.
No.
We're too tired, dadgummit.
Way too tired.
You want a real podcast? There's lots of them out there.
Yep. Google it.
Geek Loves Nerd at geeklovesnerd.com is a good one. I've heard. So we've been working. David, you got back from Ireland.
Got back from Ireland on last Monday.
And the very next day, what happened?
Very next day, I got sucked into the bottomless pit. No, I was over at James's, seeing the place, and he needed assistance, so I assisted.
And you didn't even know you were coming over for that, did you?
No. Actually, we need to let everybody know, and my daughter, that I had to leave her because Uncle James needed help in America.
Now, I'm talking about you literally when I brought you over to the house, you did not know that I was planning to put you to work.
No, but I was planning on doing it anyway.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Well, because I caught you off guard, you big fat liar. You had your nice shoes on. You did
not. Well, no, I didn't know if we were going to start working that day.
You had some €50. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, no. I was planning on helping you in the long run. I tried to start
this twice. And so anyway, you got started helping me out.
Yeah.
By the time you had gotten there, we'd already had the floor, the ceilings textured and painted completely, right? Yeah. No. Did we?
Yep.
And then we had to start, what did we do? Remind me.
We started priming, cutting.
Well, let's talk about this week. How about that? Whatever, let's talk about this week, because who cares?
It is a pit.
It's getting nice.
No, it is getting really extremely nice, but it's just the long hours.
We worked pretty much all day, all evening Thursday night, all day Friday. And when I say all day, I mean like from 9 to like 12 p.m. Yeah. Or a.m. rather. And the same thing Saturday. And then skip Sunday because I'm working all day Sunday. David got to have a day of rest. I work all day.
Yeah.
And then Monday, we hit the ground running again, and the flooring people came out, though.
We were up early Monday, weren't we?
Yeah, we were. I was there. I met them at 9 or so. They told me they were going to be there at 9. They got there at 8, so they waited for me for like an hour in front of the house.
San Quentin, baby.
And we met some very interesting characters that are now working on my house, and David... Why do you call one of them San Quentin?
Because when I was in Ireland, I was watching this show about San Quentin, the prison in California, I'm guessing. And one of the characters on, well, not one of the characters, one of the true life criminals.
Yeah, prisoners.
Looked just like this character. And so instead of saying that name, I just call him San Quentin.
So David was talking smack about this guy.
I was.
From the moment we got there, he's like, I don't like him.
I don't like him.
That's San Quentin. I don't like him. He looks like this dude from the show I saw.
Yeah.
And why don't you like this guy, Dave?
Because he walked in the house like he walked in and acted like he owned the place.
He did.
And I wanted to kick him in the shin. I wanted to take that little blade we'd use to get the staples up off the ground and just hit him in the shin with it. Not blade down, just like blunt force.
Can you
trauma.
Describe his hair?
It was.
What was the one feature that you noticed about his hair?
If anybody knows a vato, you know how they sometimes grow their hair out like long. And if you know the Chinese people back in the day that used to work on the railroads, they had that long strip in the back. Well, his hair went probably couple inches above his belt line.
Yeah, he had a big, long ponytail.
It had rubber bands
with
like every
multiple
3 inches.
Rubber bands going all the way down. And yeah, he was very pompous. That's the word I would use.
Yeah,
On this podcast, anyway. and he did. He had the gut and leaned back and kind of, had it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just had his. And but he's a white dude. I don't want
extremely
to,
white.
I don't want anybody to think we're making fun of anybody. In their culture, but no, this is a dude, and he's just he was very, very unfunny too. He makes jokes. I like to make jokes.
Yeah, very not
I heard
cool jokes.
Here's some examples of things I just overheard because I wasn't listening because I was just working. But they were laying concrete board or they were pulling it up or something like that. And he's just very sarcastic. And people would be, you know, one of his coworkers who was younger than him or something would be like, "Man, this is really heavy." And you'd hear him say, "Well, I think that's probably why they call it concrete board. Concrete, because it's heavy." And yeah, he would talk very proper when he was talking like that. And he would just totally, totally make fun of you. And it occurred to me that he was probably somebody that would, I don't know, make fun of you when you fell down. He just seemed like a mean guy.
That's why you always push him down first. My theory.
Oh my gosh, he I don't know. He came in. He was making comments about the house and stuff. And at one point, David, you might not even know this, but I was painting in Jenna's room. And he comes in and he closes the door behind him. And it's just me and him alone in the room. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? What's about to happen?
Quentin's coming.
Am I about to experience some of the things covered in that documentary? But he goes, "Let me ask you a personal question." And he's looking deep into my eyes.
Ooh.
And I'm like, okay, what have I done? And you know, what's going on here? And he says, "I'm going to ask you something. What did the realtor say before they brought you into this house?"
Wow. That's deep.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, "Well, actually, you know, I didn't give him the answer he wanted because I was like, actually, she didn't know what the house looked like. I mean, there's a lot of foreclosures on the market, and this was just one of them. And we didn't even really like it when we first came here. Yeah. And we found what we liked, but then we thought, no, we'll do this one, see if we can get a good deal on it. And we did." And he interrupts me. He's like, "Well, you know, they're selling my house on the courthouse steps on February 15th.
Why would you tell somebody that?
How do you respond to that?
"Okay, that's great. I'll make sure to go up there and see the price."
"Yeah, thank you. I just bought my home. I'm happy. I've hired you to come and help me. So you're going to rob me and make me feel guilty because I bought your home?"
Yeah.
That's what it was. It was like he had transcended and added me and my home to his issue. Like I was the rich. I was the guy. I was the guy that benefited
from
his.
You were the man that took it away from
him. I was the man.
Yeah.
And so he had just put me in that position, and now all his hatred was focused on me. He's like, yeah, I got behind on my payments a few months here.
Really?
I'd get caught up, and then I'd get behind. Finally, I just said, you know what? Foreclose on me. I'm moving out. And he just went through his whole life story in a couple of seconds. And it was very, what do you say?
It's unnecessary conversation.
You know, usually when people are having polite conversation that doesn't mean anything, you just nod and smile. But you can't nod and smile here when he's when he's telling you that, you know, "I ain't got no money and I'm falling." You know, here's the kicker. He's like, "You shouldn't have bought this house. You should have bought my house."
Yeah, right.
"My house was on 2 acres of land and it was all finished and ready to move in." And I'm like, "Yeah, well, I bet you're. House didn't cost $134,000, and worth $180,000." And he's like, "Oh, yeah, okay." So anyway, and I mean, he just went on and on and on. It's just odd dude.
Odd.
San Quentin.
That's your name, bud.
Welcome. He should have been LBB of the week, but that lady at Lowe's did it earlier.
Yeah, she definitely took the cake.
And okay, more jokes, okay? He had mixed up some mud for the floors, for the concrete board to fill in the gaps, and he made too much. And so I'm walking out, and he's like, "Hey, don't step in that." And I was like, "Oh, this?" And I walked out of my way to pretend like I was going to walk in it because it wasn't even in my way. And I'm like, "Hey, that looks like pudding." And he's like, "Hey, you know, you might not want to eat that because..."
Really? Yeah. Are you serious?
And so I keep playing off him because I don't want him to feel dumb. I feel like I owe people.
Yeah.
When they say dumb things, I want to help them. Kind of like last week when with the question about sticking your hand in your guts. I really tried to make that work.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand it. I love you, Michael Murlock, but that was so off. I don't even know where you were talking about or what you were doing. But this guy was trying to help him out. So I was like, he's like, "You might not want to eat that because you'd poop out bricks." And I'm like, "Hey, you know, a little constipation, it's a small price to pay for some good pudding." And so anyway,
annoying.
Okay, let's talk about painting because we painted.
Yeah,
painted a lot.
A lot.
What do you like about painting, David?
I like how the colors go on the wall. No, I don't know.
I don't like our paint.
No, it's freaking horrible.
You know, on the can. Okay, what's it like? What's it like painting, cutting in a wall? If you don't know, folks, cutting in is when you have to cut in around the doors. You have to edge in really close because when you roll, I know most people when they roll first and then they have to paint the corners because the roller wouldn't fit in. But what you're supposed to do is do the what they call cutting in first, around the ceilings, around the floors, around the corners, around the light switches and all that. And we're doing this. And David, you said that one of the colors was like painting, spreading what on the wall? You remember? You said it was like spreading Play-Doh.
Play-Doh, yeah. It was that thick. It was that.
And we look on the can. And the can says right there, extra thick for only one coat.
One coat coverage. My butt.
Dude, you know what? I'm all for thicker paint if it works. Thicker paint apparently means almost dry paint.
Yeah, exactly. It's because almost clotting.
There's no working time. Yeah, clotting or curdling, as I like to call it, because you spread it on and it goes on pretty thin, and then you swipe back over it 2 seconds, literally later, and it starts to pull back up like it's been drying for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's horrible.
Hate it.
Every day.
And then, does it coat in one coat, Dave?
No!
Not even the darkest color.
No, no.
Only the blue would coat.
Yeah, only the blue was a good coat.
Irritating.
Yeah, I was very irritated with that crap because I even read the tin and I was getting all excited. Only one coat per wall, and they Valspar, you let me down.
Oh, we don't mention.
I'm gonna mention and bash these people.
But I painted Jenna's room pink. Big mistake. Beautiful color, pink.
How many coats?
Three.
Three coats.
Three coats.
On this extra thick, only one coat coverage.
Yeah, and we had stinking primed it.
Yep.
Beforehand, it's three coats of pink. Hate pink.
It's horrible.
It's a bad color.
Well, I want to tell my story.
Okay.
About going to this home improvement place. Can we mention that?
I don't care. Go ahead.
We went to Lowe's
again,
like for the fourth time in a day.
Yep.
And James was looking for, what was it called? A snap rope? A snap line? A color line?
I was looking for chalk line.
Looking for chalk line.
Which is, for those that don't know, it's a container full of string, and it has chalk in it, so that when you stretch it across, you can pop, you pull it tight, and you pop the string, and it leaves a line of chalk. I wanted to do this in my child's room.
Yes. So he was looking for it, and I noticed a not so bad looking helper.
Employee
at Lowe's. Very pretty girl. She ain't no Eva Mendez.
That's later, dude.
But yeah, she was decent. So I went over to ask her while James was still looking.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I need some points. I need some points with American girls. Man.
I haven't talked to an American girl in forever.
I want to hear the accent.
I know. It's been forever. So I go up to her. I was like, hey, I was wondering, where are the chalk lines or pop lines, something like that? Oh, they're right over here. Go ahead, James.
No, you go ahead.
No, right over here. And she was all enthusiastic, like, oh, my goodness, I am the best customer satisfaction representative of all time. I'm getting employee of the month. And she all like darts over.
Okay. Well, as soon as David leaves and rounds the corner to go talk to this lady, I see them. They're right there where we were just deciding to ask somebody.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, as he's leaving to go ask her, he turns around to me right before I notice them. And he says, what are they called again? And what I really, really wanted to do, people, I wanted to give him some stupid name so that I, you know, like chalk line filler or chalk line creakle.
Something totally stupid
so that when he went up to her and said, hey, ma'am, you know, he's got the cool. So he's like, hi, could you tell me where the chalk line creakle is? And then she would be like, what? And you look like an idiot. But I couldn't think of anything better than creakle. That was actually the word that came to mind, creakle. It's not a real word. Didn't work. So he goes around the corner, and that's when I notice chalk lines are right there. So I grab one, and I start walking toward David.
He starts walking. walking away. Like the woman did not want to help me.
I started walking past you guys.
Yeah.
As she's taking you to where I
just
was.
She's running towards this.
I'm excited. Like, but she looks at me as I'm passing.
She's like, huh?
And she does, huh? She's like, I know what she's thinking. She's like, that guy found him. Who's this idiot behind me?
No, she was like, oh, he's just trying to get brownie points. He knew where they were.
I didn't even look at you guys, though.
Yes, you did. I was like, James, you got one? And I kept walking, but she didn't hear me.
She didn't know that I was with you.
No, but she kept walking to the thing. She's like, okay, here they are. And I turn around like a complete idiot. You're walking away with one in your hand. I'm like, James, you got it? You got it, bud? That was it. Ruined it.
Yep. You know. Point is, guys.
I was about to buy one. Just for the sake of looking decent. So now I have to go by every day.
Well, see, that's
this woman.
The thing. You could have saved yourself if you just acted like I wasn't with you, but you pulled me in, and therefore completed my diabolical.
I just
scheme.
Hate. I hate making people feel like idiots. So that's why I let her.
Oh,
lead
I don't.
Me. Yes, you
I just,
do.
I do, except for you.
Yeah, I'm okay? The only person.
Okay, one of our best friends at the Lowe's has become Rob. Rob works behind the counter. Rob is what kind of kid would you call Rob?
Kid. He's older than me.
He's a giant kid, but he looks like a kid. He has long hair, his pants bag. He's a white kid with long hair. He looks like he hates everything and listens to Mudvayne.
Yeah, Mudvayne or Slipknot.
Yeah.
Both together at the same
time. One of those kinds. Yeah, one in one headphone, the other in the other.
Yeah.
And he looks like he hates
life
working there. He doesn't wear any makeup or anything. You know, no eyeliner or anything, but he just looks like he hates paint a lot. Yeah. And, you know, if there was anywhere to work in Lowe's, it would be the paint stinking counter. I love the computer. I love mixing, the idea of mixing colors. You know, heck with self-checkout. They should make a self-paint mixing thing.
Just go. Go to town with it.
I want to make some paint today. Let's bring the family. Let's mix some paint. I want to make some Lime Charlotte.
Lime Charlotte
Fiesta Green.
The crap is that?
I don't know, but those paint color names, it's a whole nother story. Okay, so the LBB lady should have been somebody else. I'll tell that in a second. But no, Rob never smiles. He never really looks at you. He's just like, yes, could I help you? Like,
I mean, he's real nice.
I wish you would die. Yeah, he is very professional. He does his job, but not a thing more.
No, nothing overboard with him.
What did we decide we were going to try to do?
We're going to try to get him to laugh or smile.
And we put money on it, didn't we?
We did put money.
How much was it?
I think it was a fiver piece.
Yeah, it wasn't much.
It wasn't much.
Like $10.
But
whoever can get him to smile.
Whoever gets him to smile at first. I mean, if he smiles, he's going to crack. His face is going to explode.
Skin would peel off.
Even when we saw him yesterday, the day before, when he was hanging out with other friends that he works with, not a single thing. You know, you'd be joking around with your friends at work.
These are people he knows, and he's still not cracking a smile.
So, I don't know. Like, every time something like this comes up, I try not to get stressed out about it and feel like I have to, you know, like, okay, now it's really a thing.
When I first started to the bet, I assumed we would make him laugh about something we would say, or David would do something funny, like drop something or hurt himself. But David quickly switched it, and he was genius in that he's like, you know what, he didn't say this, but I realized he was starting to try to find something that maybe we had in common with this kid, so that if we mentioned maybe the right band or the right movie, he would be drawn in, like, oh, I watched Lost too, and then he could say something like, wasn't it funny when Jack did this and the Chinese girl got ejected from her culture, and it's like, yeah. So we kept trying stuff.
And nothing came up. Usually you'll see necklaces or band name t-shirts.
Well, I guess Mudvayne.
Shirt.
So I'm like the lady that was going to London. I'm like, something. Mudvayne! Slipknot! Yeah. And then we're looking at his t-shirt. It was peeking out from his little vest.
It was a crow, wasn't it?
I don't know, dude. I thought it was a Tyrannosaurus Rex head.
I thought it was a crow.
And so David's trying to talk about the crow movie.
Yeah.
I heard Jay Lee died.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jay Lee from The Crow.
First Lee's son. Yeah, him. Oh, my gosh. He's so funny when he got killed.
It didn't turn his head.
No, it didn't phase him. So
then
that
I tried,
was the wrong thing.
Then I tried geek stuff. So I'm like, oh, did you hear about Heath Ledger? He died. I heard that nobody would have cared if he hadn't just recently been in Batman, the new movie.
Exactly. Nobody would have cared.
Didn't turn his head.
No, it didn't turn anything. So what we're going to have to do. Let's go to phase 3. I'm jumping on that table next time we go and start dancing. because this fiver means a lot to me.
Well, David was even playing with paint sticks.
I was dropping them. I was like watching.
He took all of them. He's embarrassing the heck out of me because I hate getting in trouble. Oh.
So I took like a lot of them out and I threw them down. I didn't throw them. I let them fall out of my hand to the table. Like it's a metal table, so it makes a lot of noise. I'm like, James, look, somebody's going to turn around. 16 times later, nobody turns around. Not a single soul. Getting nowhere with these people. They're like talking to rocks with arms and hands.
Well, Lowe's isn't really where you go to get a lot of customer jokes.
No.
I wouldn't think that they've
all heard it.
Their customers to be very, very happy.
Besides, you know, the blonde Lucy, no, she gave me a smile.
You know, really?
That was about it.
The lady that helped you?
Yes, the young lady. That works in hardware.
There was another lady at Lowe's I was trying to get you interested in. She looked like a model.
No, she was tall.
She was like Goliath's
daughter.
She was very pretty, though.
No, she wasn't. If she is taller than me, she is ugly. If she looks down on me, it's over. I mean, how are you supposed to get a woman like that to like wash dishes or something?
Oh my gosh, David!
I'm joking. I'm joking. But she'd be like really good with changing light bulbs.
Oh my gosh.
No, but no. I mean, yeah, she was. You know, she was. No, she wasn't. Take it all back. I just can't deal with the tall women. There are tall men for tall women. Me and James, we're about around the same height, 5'8", 5'9". That is it. If you're over 5'6", no way, no chance.
All right, before we go on to women, because we do need to talk about women for a minute.
Uh-huh.
Me and Jen went to pick out colors at the Lowe's, and we're at the paint. You know, there's just millions of, oh, they call Lord. Them paint chips. They're just the cards with the paint colors and all this kind of stuff. Well, I'm sitting there and I'm pulling them out and Jen's looking at them and stuff. And I'm looking at the colors themselves, not the numbers, not the, Jen's reading the little names. And she will fall in love with the name before she'll even fall in love with the color. It's like honeysuckle dewdrop purple. Oh, that sounds beautiful. That would just be awesome. You know, like we're going to paint the title of the color on the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm just looking at colors that go together, and she's just falling in love with honey dewdrop mist, you know, blue and all this stuff. And I make a comment. I'm like, they name these colors for you ladies. They did. Because if they were guy colors, there'd be like crack cement gray. There'd be neck brace beige.
Camo green.
There'd be big bruise black and all this stuff, you know. And this lady who's next to us, she's very prim and very proper, and she's just looking at colors. And she's like, you guys, you should be stand-up comedians. That was actually pretty funny. And this is the one that should have been the LBB of the month. But she's like, and then I was like, oh, thanks. And I didn't know what to say. I didn't know if she was mocking us or what, but I think she was pretty serious.
Yeah, I told her, shut up.
That's pretty funny. And so 2 seconds later, she goes, she notices we're picking out colors. You know, we have something in common here, so she can continue the conversation. But she's like, I wish I had my card because I'm a designer. And I'm like, oh.
Cha-ching.
Well, I wish we had a card too, because I literally said this. I said, we have a radio show that we do on the internet. And, you know, and you could enjoy us a little more.
For free.
For free. But then I'm like thinking she's going to continue the conversation. Oh, yeah, those colors you have just wouldn't work. Or maybe she would compliment us.
Yeah.
But no, you know what she does? She's gone. She turns around and she's getting her.
Walks off.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I don't understand this. You were obviously trying to make a sales pitch.
Yeah.
But because you didn't have your business card, you couldn't help.
You couldn't do it.
As a stretch of human kindness, you couldn't have just said, you should do the chartreuse beige pink honeysuckle lovebirds gray. Do that one. No, you couldn't do that. What am I going to do?
A freebie.
You couldn't flop out a big price list and say, I'll help you pick 2 colors for $10. I'll help you pick 3 for $25. And special, if you pick the whole house, I'll get you slap $50. I'll do it all for like a month. You'll have me on retainer for a month. I'll even help you pick out what kind of icy you should get. The white cherry or the cherry coke.
Which one?
And but no, she just kind of just told me that and left me hanging. And I'm like, you know what? We don't need her. We don't need
her. We're better than her.
So we got our colors though.
So you did end up calling her?
No, yeah. No, I didn't. We got three colors for the living room: beige, a green, and a gold. And it looks like a Panera inside.
Looks good.
It's awesome. If you want to see those, I will have a link in the show notes to our Flickr, and you can see the house from before it had anything done to it all the way to the current day. And we upload pictures every evening after a work day. Yeah. So you can come back and see the latest pictures Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Can you tell I'm from the South?
No.
Mondays, Tuesdays. You know, because you can shake the accent, but the way of talking is kind of impossible.
The laziness in the South. Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday.
Wednesday.
Jeet
yet?
Nod you?
No.
Yount to?
All right.
All right. Yeah, exactly.
It's all smashed.
Like, okay, so pears. Ladies, let's talk about this. Dave and I had several interesting conversations because here's the deal. I'm paying David by the hour.
Yeah.
And David does.
So we talk a lot.
David likes to talk. He'll hit me at 9 o'clock in the morning with some, how do you know that there's a God? And then it's 3 hours of us sitting here hashing it out. We're sitting in the
truck.
But I just don't believe you. Yes. I just don't know. David, you know, you feel it in your soul. Yeah, but what about eschatology? Shut up. No, he doesn't. But we do have conversations when we're to and from the icy machine at the corner. We've been drinking a lot of icies this week.
Yes.
So good.
It saves us.
Even when it's ice cold outside. Yeah. Nothing says cold like an icy. But we started talking, and it turns out we have the same taste in what we find attractive in females for the most part. David and I mean, we recognize that there's such a thing as a hot, hottie, hot, you know, supermodel type chick, okay?
And then
that's attractive.
It's attractive, it really
but
is.
But our favorite isn't the super fabulous, you know, movie model thing. No. It's the cuteness.
Very cute, yeah.
Very cute people. And I'm just going to put a disclaimer at the front. I'm married. I'm very happily married. I have a very cute girl, the best looking person in the world. But I do appreciate the features, specifically, I can honestly say, in the face. Because that is the whole thing about cute women. If you're super cute, that's a face thing. And so David and I started chatting and talking back and forth on who's cute.
Can I throw out a disclaimer?
Sure.
I am not happily married. I am not married at all. If you live in Northern Ireland and you're listening, email me.
David's coming.
And you're female. Please.
Yeah, if you're attractive and female.
After this podcast is over, you would know if you are applicable for the position.
So we started talking about who is cute, like super cute. And first one I could think of is there's a movie called Heavyweights. And I don't even remember what she looks like right now. And
it
I don't remember who
it was.
One
of the trainer chicks, coach chicks.
Something. But in Heavyweights, which is a great movie, by the way. Ben Stiller in it. It's awesome. It was a lady that was super, super cute.
Yeah.
And David agreed.
Yeah, she's very cute, very attractive.
And then you moved on.
I moved on.
We had some other names.
I think Drew Barrymore is a cutie.
Oh.
Now, you hated it.
See, that's because I grew up with this woman.
Yeah.
And she was tinier than me and small. And she's a little girl with the weird mouth in E.T.,
but
and she looks like our sister Amy. James.
Okay, when he said sicko? This crap, when he said this stuff in the truck, I about killed him. She looks nothing like Amy.
She does.
No.
Yes, she does.
Okay, she's not hot anymore. I mean, Amy, you're hot. You're gorgeous. But Drew Barrymore, no way. What other name? Because I said Eva Longoria. The chick from Desert Housewives.
Well, see, that's
she's
the thing.
She's pretty.
I've never seen that.
But I'm not. Like,
I saw her
no
in Hitch.
Way.
But David.
No, that's Eva Mendez I'm talking about.
Oh.
No, I'm talking about Eva Longoria, the Hispanic chick from Desperate Housewives. Very attractive, very gorgeous woman, but just not my type. Now, Eva Mendez, the chick from Hitch, the Hispanic chick. I mean, come on.
Yeah, she's cute. But she's breaking the lines. I'm not talking about whoever you're talking about. There's two Evas.
I'm talking about Eva Mendez, the chick from Hitch.
Yeah. Eva Mendez looks like a dude.
No, she does not. I tell you, it looks like a freaking dude. And that is Jennifer Garner. Jennifer Garner looks like a very man. Cute
face.
No, she doesn't. It's like a box. It's like Buzz Lightyear right next to you. We're looking, look to the right, James. Look at the Buzz Lightyear. Looks just like that. She even has a cleft chin.
No, it's not true.
No way. I mean, I don't care. Alias, no. The Kingdom, no. 13 Going on 30, bleh.
Oh my gosh. That, no way. She's cute.
Let me see. Movie
right there.
No, she is not. She is a man.
She has a man's shoulders. That's all.
Dude, if you can see her clavicle, then I'm just going to let you know something. Like,
do you see
her clavicle?
Do you see
her collarbone?
Do you see
her
collarbone? Adam's apple?
Yes, she's got a 5 o'clock shadow. I told you this in the truck. Well, anyway, so we're debating.
I think Eva Mendez is very, very attractive, but I've taken a lot of heat because a lot of people think she looks like a dude.
Eva Mendez.
Yes.
Okay, let's know.
And here's the thing. We're talking about cute girls, and you're crossing the line because I think Eva Mendez is in the other category.
The hotness.
Yeah.
Okay, the glamour hot. Now, Eva Mendez, you know, I love...
I think Jessica Alba is super cute.
Super cute. Exactly. But can we finish the Jennifer Garner and Eva Mendez story?
Go ahead.
Okay, so we pulled up to our Icy store.
I don't want
to
talk about this because this was embarrassing.
No, it was not embarrassing.
David starts freaking out.
I did not freak out.
Eva Mendez versus Jennifer Garner.
Yes, I did.
I'm like... One of them has the body of a dude, and the other one looks like a dude. And David's like...
Has the body of a dude?
Suddenly starts comparing them. Like that was ever the issue. Like, we were comparing people.
Yeah. Okay. And so we pull up to our Icy store, and there's a gentleman outside putting new signage up on the windows. I was like, I'm going to ask this guy which one he thinks is hotter.
Gosh.
So I get out. It's not like I'm attacking this man verbally. I just went up to him and said,
He's the one that had a razor blade scraping vinyl signs off the wall. I wouldn't have snuck up on that dude and asked
him
anything.
So I said, hey, can I ask you a question? He's like, yeah, sure. I was like, do you know who Eva Mendez is? He's like, yeah. I was like, do you know who Jennifer Garner is? He's like, yeah. I said, which one's hot? Or no, which one's the better looking one? And he said, Eva Mendez, of course. Exactly my point.
But that wasn't even the issue.
I know the issue is cuteness. There was no
competitiveness. You made it into a contest, and I didn't get out of the truck until you were done with it.
I know. Well, you hurt my feelings. You hurt my feelings. You didn't back me up. He could have killed me with a razor, and you weren't there.
You would have deserved it.
Sat in the truck and watched blood smear all over the windshield.
I would have used the windshield wipers.
I gotta finish watching this. No, okay.
You proved nothing.
I proved the fact
that... admit that Eva Mendez is prettier than Jennifer Garner. That's not the issue. Okay. The issue is you love Eva Mendez and want to have her children.
Because she's Hispanic, she speaks Spanish, she has dark hair, she has dark skin.
Your obsession made you totally lose sight of the conversation.
Okay.
On the cuteness level, Jennifer Garner is cute.
No.
Eva Mendez is not cute.
Yes, she is to me. She is cuteness.
Maybe that mole, you just zero in on that. It's got a little smiley face.
I would just bite
face.
That mole off.
Ah! Oh, my gosh. Stop right now. Stop it. Stop it. I don't have enough energy to edit all of this out. You psycho
man. You're not
going to
edit that.
I will.
Why?
If you stop, then
I'm
that's
done.
Enough. It is on her face, right?
David? Yes, James.
Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure because that's the only one.
How'd you know about
the
mole then?
That's the face.
And why'd you ask me then?
Because I wanted to make sure that you didn't know something I didn't know.
I don't know anything.
Okay, because I've only seen her in
Hitch. She hasn't called me lately.
But people that listen to Geek Loves Nerd know that once I took Jennifer to see. The only reason why I went to see the second. Fantastic Four is we were sitting there and Jennifer or Jessica Alba was up on the screen and I said, Jen, I brought you this movie to help you to introduce you to the woman that's going to raise Jenna if you ever die. So
wow, that's good. Hey, Jenna accidentally falls off a bridge tomorrow.
So I was joking. I got beat the smack up, but yep. I was still joking. I was like, I'm joking, don't hit me anymore, pregnant woman. Anyway,
so yeah.
So that was our conversation that David totally ruined. Who else did we say was cute, though? Let's give some more examples. Because the lady from the mom from Spy Kids is extremely cute.
Yes, yes. The chick from King of Queens.
Yes. Oh,
gorgeous.
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
Very cute.
And
no, don't say that one. I just don't see it. Okay, if you see it, that's cool. But I don't see it. Go ahead.
I think the lady, I don't think she's cute, but everybody loves Raymond. The she's lady that plays that is a pretty lady. If you had to marry somebody and settle down, that's believably cute. That's acceptable.
The only thing I don't agree with is she's over like 45.
I don't know how old she is.
Dude, Google it right now.
I don't care.
I want to know.
I don't even know her name.
Google.
I don't have time. Raymond. I'm not doing that.
You just did.
I'm not doing it.
I hate you. I hate you. Anyway, I found out. I mean, I'll find out. Yeah.
So that's our show.
I think that's about it. Okay, talk to you later, guys. Bye.
It was a weekly update show. And just to recap, we've got everything. All the walls are painted.
Yeah.
We just have to do some touch-ups. I remade a list of things we have to do. Things like ceiling fans. We're going to walk into Lowe's this week, and we're going to flop down 6 ceiling fans. Real quick, though, before we go, what are your plans, seriously, for making Rob laugh? And before I say that, before we go into that, if you have any ideas for making hardcore Rob laugh, send them in to Nobody's Listening to Us at gmail.com, and we'll see if we're successful. David, other than jumping up on the counter, what is your plans?
Are you calling him Rob just for the sake, or do you know his real name?
I don't know his real name.
Okay.
It's Rob.
Okay, it's Rob.
For now.
What ideas do I have?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about,
slipping and falling?
As a safety.
Uh-huh.
I'll bring a deck of cards.
And do magic tricks for the paint guy.
As a fallback, I'll do yo-yo and a deck of cards. And as a complete, utter
I think
chaos,
we should incorporate the woman that smiled at you. Maybe we can work. Maybe she knows him.
Oh, dude, I should ask her.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen
Rob smile?
I'll ask him about her.
Oh, maybe he loves her secretly and he'll blush.
And he'll blush and start laughing and punch me in the face.
She's mine.
Then paint goes flying everywhere.
And then he laughs over your crumpled body. Your paint splattered body.
There we go.
And then the lady from counter number 5 will come by. She'll be like, who was this guy? He doesn't have a driver's license. You should always carry your driver's license with you wherever you go. Oh, man. You want to do a recap song?
I don't have the guitar.
I know it. We will by the time we're done here.
Okay.
Always just say yes and then we can pause.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, wait. We got voicemails and emails. Who am I?
What are we doing?
Let's do this one. Listen to this. I got this earlier. It's weird. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna say goodbye.
You've been Rickrolled. Broke ya.
What was that?
Who was that?
I don't know. I don't even know what they said.
But we got
Rickrolled. I don't know what that means. I may be repeating some I shouldn't. Here's one from Aussie Jeff about Duncan last week, who won a button but didn't.
The spaghetti?
Yeah.
G'day, James. This is Jeff from Podhammer. I just wanted to give a shout-out to old mate Duncan and to say that I feel your pain as I'm a fellow listener from Australia who's also missed out on a button despite having the best story of the show. So to smooth things over, Duncan doesn't stop listening to your great show, I'll offer to send a Podhammer badge to Duncan.
You're trying to steal
all he
my
needs
listeners.
To do is send me an email, podhammer@gmail.com.
You're full of nobody.
I'll send one to him straight away. It's not a nobody's listening button, but it's almost as good. Anyway, James, it was a great show. Good to see your brothers back on. And
thanks,
look forward to the next one. Bye.
All right, Jeff, we're on to your game.
Let's figure this out because he seems like he's doing what we think he's doing.
Yeah.
And I don't want to think about
Can't trust them Aussies.
Dude,
they're sneaky.
Dude, I just want to mention Duncan's name because he really did have a good story.
That was an awesome story, Dunk.
Yeah. So.
But Dunk a Dunk. What does that mean? Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay. really?
Yeah.
Aw, it was in a commercial.
Yeah, I bet it was in a commercial.
Okay, here. Paul Godbout called in last week. Rockstar Paul, we call him.
Yeah.
And he did a segment called Nobody Cares. And here's some feedback we got on that.
Hey, nobody's listening, peoples. This is some guy that thinks the nobody cares thing is awfully cool.
All right, so...
I wouldn't mind hearing more from that guy.
Don't pause that long.
Because you know what?
Oh.
Nobody cares.
Okay, so that's what that's the feedback. So
who the crap was that? That scared me. I got chill bumps.
It was some groovy guy. But here, with that in mind, here's Paul with another installation of Nobody Cares.
Hey, James, it's Paul. Just calling to say I hope that you guys all had a wonderful Groundhog Day. This year was my best Groundhog Day of all time ever. For this week's Nobody Cares segment that I'm sure you have theme music for, I just wanted to let everybody know that last week, while the guest host was telling his story about sugar, James quoted, and I quote, "Give me some sugar, baby." And I would just like for everyone to know that James got that from the movie Army of Darkness, which if you haven't seen it, it is absolutely amazing. But sadly, nobody cares. And I still do love you. I'm not drunk or tired. Truth is truth.
Bye. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, we would normally do some emails, but David, who went to pick up...
No, those are only two pieces on there, I promise.
David went to the printer to pick up the show notes, and he didn't pick up.
Do you want me to go get them?
Actually, David, you know what? We're out of time. I've got to go, and so make sure you guys check us out online at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. Thanks, Marbles2x2, for sponsoring the show. We'll see you guys back next week. We won't miss it. You don't know when it's recording.
Yep.
But until then, don't worry about it, because nobody's listening.
Goodbye.
Visit us online at nlcast.com or look us up in iTunes. While you're there, why not leave a review? Email your stories or comments to nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com or call them in at 816-298-0823.
Hi, nobody's listening. This is Leanne, and I was the girl who sent in the story earlier about getting stuck in handcuffs at a friend's slumber party, and I just called because I was reminded of the time when James called, and that's when he got his cavities filled, and I just had three cavities filled with my dentist, and it was very interesting because she tried to numb my tooth with a laser, and it didn't work too well, so she ended up giving me Novocaine anyways. So now I talk pretty much like I can't talk very well. So it's very interesting, and I thought you'd like to hear it. All right, thanks for listening. Bye.
Hi, nobody's listening. This is Sydney, just calling in. So I was walking home from school, and this guy, who I have no clue who he was, but I'm sure he goes to my school, I hear someone yelling. I'm listening to music on my iPod, and I hear someone yelling, "Hey, hey, you," and I turn around thinking, you know, after a couple of times, maybe it's me. And this guy on a bike bikes up to me and he says, "Do I look cold?" And I'm just thinking, what? Like, why would you ask a stranger if you look cold? And I said, no, you don't look cold. And he was like, good, because everyone thinks I look cold. And then he bikes off. It was very strange. My dad thinks that he wanted me to say, "No, you look hot. Will you go to Sadie's with me?" But that clearly didn't happen. And I have no clue who this guy is. He doesn't even look familiar. He's not in any of my classes or anything. So just wanted to share that with you and can't wait for the next show. Bye.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water. But we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.